6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. It's Thursday, April 21st, 2022. Dave Creek with you in the Power Hour. So good to have you joining us, you homeschoolers, homeschool moms, conservative Christians, and conservative right-wingers. No, I don't have a piece of... Hold on, let me get a piece of paper here. I'm not Rush Limbaugh with my non-nicotine-stained fingers. All right, we need a little humor here. Obviously, things have been getting serious lately, you know, with the lawsuits, and Robert Fojo just got off the phone call. We thank you so much, all of you callers. Jody in Massachusetts, this is the first time I believe we've heard from you. I'm glad you're listening live out there. We have somebody that I have not had a chance to interview before, and other people, I guess, on the Power Hour have, but she has been extremely popular throughout the decades. She appears on radio shows all over the country, left the Republican Party in 1996, has been an independent voter ever since. And when I first picked up on D.D. Kidd, it was all about these articles having to do with the fiat money system, the Federal Reserve Bank, how bogus the whole thing is. It's not federal and it's not a reserve. And I remember reading this stuff going, boy, it really takes guts to come out and wage war against an entity like this. And she was an inspiration to me in my earlier years of doing paralegal research, given the fact that we've got the Trilateral Commission heavily embedded, former members like Brzezinski, Burns, Juicer, Lipton, Wendy Sherman, Tony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, all members of the Trilats. And we've got this most recent article that D.V. Kidd did on the term limit bill in Congress. And I swear by the picture on newswithviews.com, and you can go there and find this, that I'm looking at this gorgeous redhead who is like, she looks like she's 40 years old in this photo. Is that you, TV?
It is, and I was 55 when the picture was taken.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, you have been around a long time, and I'm so glad that I finally have a chance to talk to you. And this is just unbelievable and a big honor to have you on the show. And I want to take personally a time to thank you so much for moving your schedule around to be on here. For those of you who have questions, if you've not heard D.V. Kidd before, or you've heard her on past shows and you've just had all these questions bottled up inside of you, the number is 844-769-2944. And we welcome your phone calls this hour. We have open lines, but we have D.V. on the phone. And of course, now when you were talking about the term limit bill in Congress, I'm thinking that a lot of people would love it. But I'm looking at the fact that it's now we're dominated by Democrats, and it would seem highly unlikely at this point in time in our nation's future that we're going to get there. And I also want to ask that same question in relation to the possibility of opening up an Article 5 Convention of States, which scares the hell out of me because you let all the big money people in here and affect our Constitution. Could you give me your take on all of that?
Well, the term limits has to, and I explained this in my column, it has to be a constitutional amendment, which is it can be a very slow process. Yes, the Democrat Communist Party USA at the moment has control of the U.S. House, but that bill has been sitting in committee since January, and then they moved it to the next committee in March, but obviously, and there's 80 co-sponsors. One of them is actually a Democrat. But, you know, and I gave some examples of how ridiculous the whole thing is. I mean, Nancy Pelosi obviously has dementia. She's 82 years old now. She's been in office for over 30 years. The late Robert Byrd, he was in office 57 years. Mitch McConnell is 74. Well, he's 80 now. He's been there almost 14 years. The deceased Harry Reid, senator, he was in office 33 years. Dianne Feinstein is 88 now, and she's been there 24 years. She also has dementia. There's no question about it. But the constitutional amendment requires that Congress pass a resolution. Once that resolution is passed, it then goes to every governor of the states, and it takes three-fourths of the states at the time of the amendment to pass it. But it goes to the governor. The governor then sends it to the state secretary of state, who then passes it along to the United to their legislature to say yay or nay. Now, excuse me. In the case of the 17th Amendment, when the 1787 Continental Convention was underway, the very first business that they and this is very germane to this, the very first business they undertook was setting up the Congress, and they wanted to figure out a way to be fair to both the people and the states, because there were states at the time who very jealously guarded the freedoms that they had. So they came up with the House, and the House of Representatives would represent the people, and they would vote for them every 2 years. The Senate, each state legislature chose two senators, so it would be equal for all states. They chose their senator, and if that senator did not do what the state wanted them to do, as in the case of the late John McCain, they would have kicked his ass to the curb a long time ago because he loved illegal aliens. But when the 17th Amendment was announced, ratified, which it was not, they were two states short of ratification. But what it did was strip the states of their rights and hand it over to the ravenous mobs, you know, for, you know, vote more money for after-school babysitting and all of this other stuff. And the states, you know, they have been fighting back ever since. So this term, and interestingly enough, I didn't know we were going to talk about this, so I brought the dates up. I don't have the exact dates, but they were two states short, and I proved this. I sued the state of Texas to keep the Senate, to keep Senate candidates off the ballot. I proved beyond any legal threshold that they were two states short of ratification. And you know what the judge said? He said, it happened so long ago, nobody cares.
Oh, boy. Talk about our judicial system being tainted.
Well, when I got to the courthouse in Austin, which is a six-hour drive from here, I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to find my courtroom, because there were at least 1,000 people there trying to get into the courts. And I finally found my courtroom at the end of the hall, and it was empty. There were two ladies there, two men, the court reporter, and Santa Claus came out, who was the judge. He looked just like Santa Claus, and he was putting his robe on. And I thought to myself, this courtroom is empty, and every other courtroom is packed. I said, what is going on? The two ladies that were there had to do with personal injury case. The judge heard their arguments. It was over in 10 minutes. Then he looked at me, and he explained that he was brought out of retirement to hear my case. And he said, who do you work for? And I looked at him, and I said, I don't work for anybody. I'm an investigative journalist. He goes, well, you surely represent somebody. I said, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. We're here because fraud was committed. He never looked. There was two CDs that had over 350 documents to prove that they were two states short. So he asked me one or two stupid questions, and then he said, well, I'm going to rule against you. Then he looked at the two state attorneys who sat there very quietly, and I had been dealing with these two state attorneys for over a year waiting for my court date. And this is the honest to God truth, and I just love this. Their last names were Bitter and Sweet.
That's good. Yeah,
but they were always very, very polite. They didn't say anything. But the judge said, that was his words. He said, this happened so long ago, nobody cares. And then he looked at the two state attorneys, and he said, okay, what kind of sanctions are we going to slap against her? Now, what that means is that the states over the years have passed laws that, in order to cut down on frivolous lawsuits, if you lose, you have to pay all of the costs of the court and the judge and the court reporter, which is not cheap. And all that. And my heart just would stop beating. I thought, oh, my God, here it comes. And one of the state attorneys stood up, and he said, there will be no sanctions, Your Honor. And I thought Santa Claus was going to blow out his tighty-whities. He looked at those two state attorneys, and he said, what do you mean there's not going to be any sanctions? And they said, the state does not and will not impose any sanctions. The judge picked up his papers, stomped out, and slammed the door.
You
that
know, that's
was my hearing.
Yeah, I know it. And part of the problem I have with that is the way these judges behave, because to me, a judge that sits there and he is supposed to be a referee. He is not supposed to play God. And all the judges that I've ever heard or seen, in fact, we had a foreclosure judge down in Florida. I was at trial consulting on a case down there. And, you know, the attorney for the homeowner was quite confident in herself. And the judge's name was Slaughter. What does that tell you? And she came out of that hearing and she said, wow, we've got probably about a 70-80% chance of winning this one. And I went, really? She goes, well, why don't you think we're going to win? I said, did you see him up there during your cross-examination of the bank's witness? He was up there whistling to himself, cleaning his glasses. That, to me, sends me a message that he's already made up his mind that your client is lost and is going to lose his house no matter what you do. And so, you know, when you have judges up there that act like total a-holes, this is what we get. And, I mean, it's just getting worse, especially in the lower courts. Have you found that to be the case?
Yes, and I wrote a column about it last year, What Can You Do for Your Country? And the whole message of my column was, we need constitutional attorneys to run for judges all across this country. We need to get these bad judges off the bench. So if you are in a state where your superior court judges and or your Supreme Court judges are elected, we need constitutional attorneys like Larry B. Kraft and a whole bunch of them. We need you as judges. But the big question to me was, why did they have to bring this judge out of retirement? Why were we in a gigantic courtroom that was empty, so that nobody could hear what was being said? Now, the interesting thing that I found out in my research was, and I didn't bring it up, but I believe the first one, in 2002, the state, they were two states short, California and Michigan, okay? Three states decided almost 100 years after the alleged ratification of the 17th Amendment to vote on it. The first one was Alabama, and I think it was in 2002. Out of the clear blue, their state legislature voted to pass the 17th Amendment. Then the state of Delaware, a couple of years later, out of the clear blue, tells their legislature to vote yes on the 17th Amendment. And the third one was the state of Maryland, and as it so happened, I knew one of the members of the Maryland state legislature. And I called him up, and I said, Don, I said, in 2012, this was like three years later, I said, your legislature voted to ratify the 17th Amendment? And he said, Devi, he said, we're on the House floor, and we've got votes coming up. And he says, and here we are. Here's the 17th Amendment. We want you to vote to pass it. We're talking almost 100 years later. Now, why did they do that? The why is because to get rid of the 17th Amendment is a huge movement in this country. You don't read about it except through columns like mine or if you're doing a specific search out there. But people want the 17th Amendment gone. And I believe they needed two states, so they went ahead and did three states. But it won't help them because in my research I found a Supreme Court case that's never been overturned that says that when the amendment is announced this or this, it takes effect then. You cannot vote on it a week later, and you sure as hell can't vote for it 100 years later. But
no doubt.
I had taken all of this to one of our state reps, and he was all gung-ho for it. Somebody whispered in my ear, because the next time I drove the 6 hours to Austin, paid for the hotel and stuff, and got to his office, and sat down, there was three or four other men there. And he said, "I'm so glad you could make it. Today is we're having prayer breakfast." I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "I drove 6 hours yesterday to get here. I have to pay my hotel bill. I have a 6-hour drive to go home. We were going to go over the state, what the state legislature can do to get this, you know, 70. And he just moved on like nothing. I got up and left. He's now a state senator.
Wow. Yeah, and see, that's all the more reason that we need a shakeup. I mean, besides Washington needing an enema, I guess you don't have a whole lot of love in your heart for Greg Abbott. We'll get to that in just a second. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Davey Kidd. How are you?
Okay. Davey, my late husband, he researched the 17th Amendment also. And according to him, even though the senators are elected by popular election, it does not negate the fact that the legislature can tell them what to do or get rid of them, because it says in the amending clause that no state shall be denied equal suffrage in the Senate.
That is one of the things I have brought up many times, is that this is a violation of the rights of the states, because back then some of the states were out of session for 4 years at a time, and so they were never given an opportunity to vote on that amendment. But this all boils down to educating the American people. But the alternative that we have at the moment is nullification. And it's something that very few state legislators and senators have any concept or understanding of the history of nullification. And let's go back to H.R. 1, which Pelosi wanted the national vote, a national voting system. Well, she knew. She knew because her attorneys told her. They had to tell her that this won't fly, that the Constitution would have to be amended. But it was real good, that, you know, in their efforts to go after Donald Trump, for one thing, and to make hay because these primaries are coming up. Oh, yeah, well, we should do this, you know, da-da-da. But it would never withstand even from a partisan judge. But they do this crap all the time. But the states, that's all they would have had to do. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say that Congress passed H.R. 1, okay? We have this national, no, we don't. The state of Texas says, no, we don't. Under nullification, we don't have to do it. The Constitution says only for federal office. And this is something else, and I've educated our county clerk on this. In 1997, there was a case called Foster v. Love. It's never been overturned. It was a 9-0 decision, which is very unusual for Congress. And you can listen to the oral arguments online. But one of the strongest advocates for this was the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And the court said this, and this came from a case in Louisiana. where they it had to do with how what they were mixing up the federal and the state elections at the same time. But the 9-0 decision in Foster v. Love, the court said that no federal candidates' ballots can be counted after midnight on election day. If there is a candidate who has a lead where the challenger cannot catch that person and it's midnight, the election is over and that person wins. If the election is too close to call at midnight, the election is null and void. That means that all of those ballots that were dumped at 4 o'clock in the morning in Atlanta and, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning in Arizona, not one of those votes should ever have been counted for any federal. And I wrote a column about this. It wasn't just about President-elect Trump. It was also down the ballot that had to do with your House and your Senate members. You can't tell me that Mark Kelly, who hates the Second Amendment, was voted a U.S. Senator in the state of Arizona. I've been to Arizona many times, and I can tell you I've been in a Denny's where I see three, four, five, six guys sitting there, and they're all wearing guns. So, no, Mark Kelly wasn't. But 18 months later, the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, and this was only 3 weeks ago, the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, after 18 months, they said, they ruled that mail-in ballots are unconstitutional. Well, why didn't you wait another 18 months?
That's amazing, isn't it? Sherry, any follow-up to that? We're just about to the break here.
Can I call back in?
You can hang on. Stay with us after the break. Patrice in Ohio is also holding for you, DV. We're going to be back with DV Kid right after this very, very short break at the bottom of the hour. This is getting really good. You wonder why. I'm not a real big fan of an Article 5 convention. Apparently, Mark Levin is. And DV thinks he's dead wrong with all of this stuff. And she thinks that Greg Abbott is a stupid fool governor. We're going to get to the bottom of this and take your calls. Right after the break. Stay with us.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Thursday. Oh, and it's just, I'm going to go right to, back to the calls here. We have TV Kid with us on the line, and she's on a very, short schedule here on the Power Hour. So we got a couple of questions, available and, comments. Sherry in Kansas, go ahead with yours. Follow up.
Yes, Davey, because of the Motor Voter Act of 1993, most people are registered to vote as United States citizens, and so they're really, and you can't really vote for, and they're done through the county, you can't really vote for local people if you're registered as a United States citizen. So there's essentially no elected government at the state level and on down. And there's an article in American Law Review 185, Fed 155, if you want to look that up.
That's well, we fought like lawyers back in 1994 to stop the motor voter law because we knew that it was an invitation for vote fraud and for allowing illegal aliens to vote, which they are and they have been for a long time. Kudos to Judicial Watch. They have filed more than a half a dozen lawsuits. They've won every single one for these states to start cleaning out their voting rolls from illegals, and people have no right to vote. So,
okay. My husband thought that the no state being denied equal suffrage in the Senate, that was the way to put teeth in the 10th Amendment that got passed in so many legislatures to have the legislatures start instructing their senators again. So, bye.
I don't know about that. I'd have to think that one over, but I don't think that's correct. But.
Okay. Well, Sherry, we appreciate your call. Patrice in Ohio, you're on with DV Kid. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You have a question for Davey. She's on a short leash here
as far as time goes today. I miss you on the Rent Show. I used to listen to you probably last year is the last time I heard you on the program, but I'm glad to hear you today. It's so funny you brought up education because I was calling in before you brought that up. Yeah, none of our young people are educated on the process. I can barely remember what I learned in civics class, I guess, in eighth grade. And then when you were a senior in high school, you had to take a government class to understand how to vote. I mean, I don't know what they do now because it's, you know, Common Core, what a joke. But I believe that Congress is in on the lack of education because they always want to misconstrue what are states' rights, what are federal rights, who has the right, mail-in voting, who can call what. They've mixed it all up, so it's just nothing but a lawyer game, and they're all in on it. They just scheme. Little plan. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, we got to pass it first before we read it because it's too freaking long. Do your homework.
Yeah, Patrice, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard a House Speaker say. And like I said, this is why I refer to her as Michael Jackson wannabe with a bad makeup day. So, now
you're being too kind.
I know it.
Yes, there was a deliberate move about, 20, 25 years ago to get rid of civics classes in public indoctrination centers they call schools. But and that, you know, that's exactly what they are. But the states themselves, they're not exercising their plenary powers to do what they need to do. As far as a con or a constitutional convention, Mark Levine does a great job, but he is wrong on this. I will give you quickly one example. We have a state rep here who allegedly just won his primary. His name's Dale Phelan. He's the head of the House of Representatives. We had three special sessions, and instead of completing one of the sessions, he sent the legislature home for 3 days, and the bill to stop firing people here in the state of Texas for not getting those dangerous COVID injections died. And so this gutless coward we have, Greg Abbott, he did it by executive order but left it open to the state legislature. So this just, it's once again, it's ignorance by the voters who are not paying attention. Last November, we had an election here statewide for 8 constitutional amendments to our state constitution. We had a 9% turnout for votes. But the most important thing we need to stress is you have to get involved. I'm not a Republican, but I joined the Republican County Club over 3 years ago. I have been educating them ever since. I am now a state delegate to the Republican Convention in June in Houston. And if I'm still alive in 2024, I will be a state delegate to the National Convention, which picks the president. Now, I have been inside the GOP National Conventions, and they are just nothing but scripted theater. But we need Americans to, we have to do this from the ground up. And that means, of course, giving up your time. You know, we have our meetings once a month. I go through all of the legislative stuff, the constitutional solutions. Now I'm a state delegate. We have to give up our time and take and get elected to these offices and start from the ground up, because they are rotten and corrupt. When you have a constitutional convention, the people who want world government are licking their chops. Several times I've shown the newspaper from 1947, and it says new state super constitution already written. So they've been planning this for a very long time. But the power still belongs to the people. But when you have a 9% turnout in a state like Texas with 29 million citizens, does that tell you something about apathy in the voters?
Constitutional amendments,
it makes me ill, quite frankly. I mean, after doing this 24/7 for 31 years, you know, I look at people who do nothing. They do nothing. They just, I guess they think it's, these problems are just going to get solved all by themselves. But it's not going to happen, and we're going to be facing a constitutional crisis here soon, because
this cheater in the
White House, he is in the first stages of Alzheimer's. My mom had, before she died last year, my mother had dementia for about 7 years, and she was going into phase one of Alzheimer's. That's where you see Joe Biden, who doesn't recognize his wife or his granddaughter, or people he doesn't remember who they are, what their names are. He is in the first day. So he's either going to be removed by the 25th Amendment, or they're going to come up with some, you know, gee, I need to, you know, spend more time with my family, baloney, whatever. And then who are we stuck with? We're stuck with this whore who's playing vice president, who knows absolutely nothing about anything. So
for sure,
things are serious, and they're going to get a lot more serious, but it takes all of us. Your primaries are coming up, and I keep telling people, Texas in our primary in March voted for the same members of Congress who've destroyed this country. That's like a board of directors telling a CEO, you bankrupted our company, but we want you to stay CEO. Because that's
no
what
sense,
the voters of Texas did.
Yeah.
What do the voters of Texas expect from the same incumbents who won these primaries? They're going to win in November and go back to D.C. They didn't get the job. What do you expect to happen? Do you think anything's going to change? Why are Americans so afraid to elect somebody new? I don't get it.
They all want to vote rank and file. That's part of it, DV. They all want to vote rank and file. Patrice, thanks so much for your call. We got 4 minutes left. Tom in Michigan, what's your question for DV Kidd? She's on a very short time span here.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be real quick. I was going to say this 17th Amendment is the argument so simple. The thing is what it is. The Constitution, Article 1, Section 3 says the senators are chosen by the legislature thereof. Now, when they changed the definition of the Senate, they changed the Senate what it is when they choose it by a different method. And in the Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust, this is the second time they heard it at 158 U.S. 601. About 20 pages in, the judge said that the Constitution says that no state shall, by amendment, be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate without its consent. So a state can refuse to send senators by their consent, but they can't be deprived of the Senate. And I mean, it's childishly simple. They changed the definition in that and amended it that way. So
that's exactly what I told the state rep here back. Oh, this was 2013. Who's now a state senator? I said, do you understand what this did to your ability to say, no, we don't want NAFTA. No, we don't want this new trade agreement that President-elect Trump with Mexico and Canada, the UMMC or whatever. It is one of the most dangerous treaties ever entered into by the United States. But if we had the 17th Amendment, it would never have passed. NAFTA would never have passed. A lot of this would never have passed. And that's one of the reasons I have been on the 17th Amendment since 1993.
Wow, that's amazing, DV Kidd. And I'll tell you something. The thing is that Governor Abbott is now backing a convention of states to rewrite the Constitution. Common Cause has released a document about the topic called The Dangerous Path, Big Money's Plan to Shred the Constitution. I'm afraid, and I've said this before on the air, DV, I concur with everything you've said so far. We lack education big time. Our callers obviously are on top of this, which is a good thing, and we appreciate all of your calls. But, DV, you're on a very short time span for this particular hour.
I'm sorry about that.
And, no, you know what? I want to have you back on because there are some really critical things that you are just so well-versed in, and we want to get you back on very soon. So I'm going to have our producers get back in touch and set up another time because this information is vital. It's the very same stuff that we've been talking about forever and a day that we need solutions to. And folks, we got to rise up. That's just the way it is. DV Kidd, thank you so much for your time and willingness to come on the show. We want to have you back and Godspeed and getting everything you need to get done today.
I appreciate it. And I'm sorry about the time. It was my misunderstanding about the length.
No, that's all right. Not a problem. Newswithviews.com. Go there. Subscribe. DV Kidd's got an article, Term Limit Bill in Congress. It's all pretty much explanatory for those of you who don't know. And in the meantime, we're going to get back to some news. Your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Part of my whole game here, I'm just really not happy with this Article 5 nonsense because if they open this up, there's a plan, like DV said, to basically recreate the Constitution of the United States, and we could end up a communist country if this is allowed to happen. That's what I'm afraid of. You've got all these trilateral commission members. You've got Council on Foreign Relations members. They're all active. They're all manipulating our media. This is about the only place that you can go amongst the number of these shows to get the truth and to be able to call and comment. Tennessee GOP, by the way, you know, we're talking about the same joke. They've voted to remove three candidates who are vying for a seat representing the state's 5th congressional district. One of them, Fox News contributor Morgan Ortegas. You know, she, that would have been an interesting choice. Robbie Starbuck, Baxter Lee, all of them gone from the primary ballot because the Republican chairman, Scott Golden, you know, and his party decided to take it upon themselves to boot them out. I mean, Ortegas was a State Department spokeswoman during the Trump administration who recently moved from Washington and was endorsed by Trump. And all of a sudden, you know, and Starbuck is a filmmaker who used to live in California. He's promoted Trump policies such as strong border enforcement, which we need. Lee is a businessman who's described himself as a conservative outsider. And the vote came after state lawmakers passed legislation that requires congressional candidates to have resided in Tennessee for 3 years prior to appearing on primary ballots. Amazing how that works. All politics just rears its ugly head in this country, especially when it benefits the rank and file. This is one of the reasons why I just have this just distinct feeling that we're in for some real serious civil unrest in this country and in the not too distant future. And by the way, if you happen to get into an Uber, don't brag about what you're doing to the Uber driver. And I'll tell you why that is. A man who prosecutors say bragged about the January 6th breach of the Capitol to his Uber driver was arrested and charged this month with three counts related to the breach. Jerry Braun was charged April 7th with obstruction during civil disorder without violent entry or disorderly conduct and entering and remaining in the building. Braun was arrested April 12th, faces up to 6 years and 6 months in prison if he's convicted. Apparently he got into the car and he was bleeding near his right eye, which appeared injured. A video recording of the ride obtained by the FBI showed the driver asking Braun about violence at the Capitol. So what does Mr. Braun do? Opens his mouth. Oh, yeah, I tore down the barricades. I did this. Was it? Why'd you do that? Well, so we could get in the Capitol. How'd that work out for you? Gee, I guess our Uber driver's been watching Dr. Phil. How's that working out for you? Well, looks like Biden's going to be our president. Now he's looks like he's going to prison. Wow. See, you know, here's the thing, and they keep saying, oh, it was an insurrection. I'm sorry, it wasn't an insurrection. It might have been a riot. You know, it might have been a civil disturbance or uprising, but it certainly wasn't hell an insurrection. An insurrection, I think of Shay's Rebellion. Remember that. Go back in your history books and read about it. Shay and his band of, well, what they like to call misfits, miscreants, decided to take over an armory and proceed to wage war on the state. You know, but the thing is they were armed. You see, that's the difference. An insurrection is where you show up with your AK-47 or your AR-15 with several 30 rounds ready to fire, and all the Capitol Police, I mean, nobody would have been left standing if this was an insurrection. You get my drift? That is not what we had. But yet, Miss Alzheimer's Pelosi up there, oh, it's all about the democracy. It's all about, we don't have a democracy. Last time I checked, even our Pledge of Allegiance says, and to the republic for which it stands. What the hell is wrong with this woman? She's an idiot. So is a guy in the White House, and his sidekick giggles. This whole thing is just a nightmare to a lot of people. And by the way, did you know the Federal Reserve is paying interest on bank reserves as well as selling to bank treasuries overnight, which in practice means paying banks so they lend less? They're paying banks to lend less, and it's cost the Fed $1.5 billion inside of 1 month. You talk about a waste of money. And hey, what, we keep voting these people in that keep putting these Federal Reserve chiefs in power? I would be yelling, you know, Janet. Ha! I'd be yelling at Janet, not the other way around. She wouldn't be. No. This has got to stop, folks. We have to get involved. You've got to get into positions of power. You have to stand up and you have to run for seats and do the right thing. This Article 5 Constitutional Convention, I mean, I've got about 7 minutes left in the show, 844-769-2944. I really would like to know what you're thinking about, whether or not you think an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is going to open up a Pandora's box like I think. I mean, we can agree to disagree. It's up to you. By the way, we're just getting a news headline in that I thought you should know. Elon Musk has secured $46.5 billion in funding to buy Twitter, says he's ready to make a tender offer. So we'll see what he does. I would love to just see Twitter shut down completely so that nobody can get on there. But, you know, I mean, he wants free speech. I don't know. Is it a wolf in sheep's clothing? What do you think? The Internet of Bodies, by the way, we have a science and technology article that we are posting in today's email blast. If you're not getting it, you should be. They're talking about implantable microchips marketed as the ultimate in convenience. The goal is to create an Internet of Bodies, IOB. According to World Economic Forum, you know, Klaus Schwab wants to be the ruler of the world. An ecosystem of unprecedented number of sensors, including emotional sensors. Oh, how does it feel? How do you feel? Is that fair? Do you like all these liberal terms? Oh, yes, it's there to analyze and modify human bodies and behavior. I mean, we're talking worse than Kaka and Manchurian Candidate stuff. I mean, implanted payment chips, an extension of the Internet of Things. That way, we have a cashless society, and you can just swipe your hand over the grocery counter, and it comes out. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, but you can't buy this item because of the way that you commented on a talk show. So we're not going to let you buy these items, and the clerk is going to take them off the counter and deduct it from your bill. How's that for punishment? But wait, my family needs food. I don't care. The government says you can't have food because you made a comment that they didn't like. You see, this is what we're coming to, folks. They want to control your body, your behavior, your actions. They want to use a kill switch, and don't think they haven't thought about it. There's so much technology out there now. I mean, you heard Brian Artis. I mean, literally, they have these little ice crystals they can shoot into, and it leaves a little dot, and all of a sudden, all that poison goes into your system. 3 minutes later, you're dead. You know, if they want to implement a kill switch, they'll do it. If they want to come after you, they'll do it. And this is just it. You know, we were all sitting here thinking that everything was going to be hunky-dory and the Republicans were going to take over Congress in November and everything was going to change. And then you had Kevin McCarthy, that little idiot rhino, standing up and saying, oh, I don't know that we should do anything as far as impeaching Biden because, I mean, that would be like political in nature, duh. You know, if the guy's a whack job, you get rid of him and put somebody in there that knows what they're doing. And if you get Giggles, his sidekick, and she's in power, the first mistake she makes, you get rid of her too. You know, I just get rid of the entire cabinet. Impeach them all. You're going to do this and you're going to be in control. But are the wimp rhinos in Congress going to do this? I hardly think so. Florida's Surgeon General, by the way, is warning against child transgender procedures. Says, you know, doing this to kids who don't have the wherewithal to think about where they're coming from at the young age. I mean, prefrontal cortex of the brain continues to develop until 25 years of age, and here we are indoctrinating our young kids into thinking that there's something wrong with their sex. They need to identify with the right sex. Oh, well, sorry, but if you're even thinking that this isn't the sex you were born with, you need to tell your teacher, but don't tell your parents, and we'll see if we can't get you a sex change. How about that? You know, talking about Satan and evil, that's exactly what it is. We also have an article on about selenium. Did you know the wide-ranging health benefits of it? Well, when the article comes up, you can read it. At Power Mall, we've got vegan-friendly selenium made from organic mustard seed. Believe it or not, if you want the natural ingredients, this is the way to do it. The DOJ is appealing the mask ruling after the CDC says the mandate remains necessary for the public health, despite the fact a Florida judge just canned it. I don't really think, like you heard Robert Fojo say, I don't think they're going to get anywhere with it. I don't care what kind of argument they're making. The CDC, by the way, has launched a new disease outbreak forecasting center. Not to be believed. Please, these people are habitual chronic liars. Not to be believed. Like Brian Artis said, if it's coming out of the mouths of the CDC, the NIH, or the FDA, do just the opposite. Whatever they tell you, do just the opposite. And U.S., there's an article on your email blast you'll be reading about. The U.S. is facing a mental health crisis. We're in dire need of more mental health professionals. I think there's probably really nothing wrong with us. We're just frustrated at the fact that we have idiots in Washington. Washington needs an enema, folks. That's just the way it is. We need to flush them all out of there, and the only way to do it is to run people and protest locally in your states and let people know we're not putting up with this anymore, no matter what the cost. And did you know that there are six media giants controlling 90% of what you read, watch, and hear? Guess who they are? Comcast, Disney, AT&T, Sony, Fox, and Paramount Global, formerly known as Viacom CBS. They control 90% of what you watch, read, or listen to. To put this in perspective, that means about 232 media executives have the power to decide what 277 million Americans are able to access and watch. And the Big Six banked a total of more than $478 billion in revenue. That's more than both Finland and Ukraine's GDP combined. And that issue extends to print media, iHeartRadio, Gannett, newspapers, and the pool controlling the media keeps shrinking, so does the breadth of information reported. This is all by design, folks. It has nothing to do with Operation Mockingbird. It has everything to do with the World Economic Forum. We also want you to pay special attention to the article on a mom learning she can homeschool her autistic daughter with patience, love, and consistency. It's a great story about a Florida mom creating a child-led learning space at home to watch your daughter thrive with autism. It's just absolutely wonderful. All of this is included in your email blast, and if you're not signed up, go to thepowerhour.com, find the link, and sign up. We appreciate your involvement today, your phone calls. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, Dave Krieger on the Power Hour saying God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.